Scientists are edging closer to understanding the ripples that form in time and space, known as gravitational waves. And the further detection of the waves has boosted confidence in Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
It's a concept that has captivated scientists since Albert Einstein first predicted the existence of gravitational waves 100 years ago. An Australian team was part of the international effort that confirmed their existence, and now there has been a third observation of the phenomena. Professor Susan Scott works with OSGRAV, the National Centre for Gravitational Wave Discovery.
We cover the instrumental aspects, design of components of the detectors, etc., as well as the data analysis of the data coming in and also modelling of potential sources of gravitational waves.
The detection of waves must be highly precise and involve sensitive equipment. For this research, large instruments similar to rulers bounced laser beams back and forth at an observatory in the US. Professor Susan Scott explains how the detection process works.
A high-level vacuum, and we shine laser beams down each of the tubes, each of the arms, and interfere them. And if a gravitational wave of sufficient strength passes through the detectors in the Earth, then it will alternately stretch one arm and then the other, and we'll be able to see that it's passed through the way that our laser beam interferes.
It led to further evidence of the waves and in turn a new discovery about black holes. They are thought to be located about 3 billion light years away, and when black holes collide, the waves are formed. Professor Scott says the study uncovered that black holes could be spinning in different directions.
It's possible with, you know, these types of spins in, say, opposite directions, that this binary might have formed in, say, a dense stellar cluster of stars. So it might have come together as part of a bigger cloud of stars, so to speak.
Alan Duffy is a physicist from Swinburne University.
This is at the cutting edge of technology, and this is why the confirmation of Einstein's final prediction that gravitational waves has taken a century. It's just extraordinary that we now have it almost routine, that these discoveries are beginning to flow in.
And Alan Duffy says this discovery reveals how black holes are created.
The Earth and the Sun, we spin together in the same direction because we form from the same cloud of gas. Now, in the case of these two black holes, we can strongly rule out this common origin. In other words, they formed billions of years ago in separate events and then came together slowly over time and ultimately to collide, and that signal then took 3 billion years to get to us.
The next step is to investigate whether black holes are a component of dark matter. Susan Scott says that and further theories need to be tested.
Ultimately, I mean, we know general relativity won't be the ultimate theory of everything in physics, so we'll be looking for clues as to how it interfaces with quantum mechanics, for instance, in pursuit of a theory of quantum gravity eventually.
Professor Susan Scott from OSGRAV, ending Stephanie Corsetti's report.